Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, how did the Argentinian writer Jorge Luis Borges refer to Israel in one of his poems? Jorge Luis Borges was an Argentinian poet, essayist, and short story writer whose works have become classics of 20th century world literature. His best-known books, Ficciones, Fictions, and El Aleph, The Aleph, which were published in the 1940s, are compilations of short stories interconnected by common themes, including dreams, labyrinths, philosophy, libraries, mirrors, fictional writers, and mythology. Borges's works have contributed to philosophical literature and the fantasy genre, and have been considered by some critics to mark the beginning of the magical realist movement in 20th century Latin American literature. Alfredo Alonso Estenos was born and raised in Cuba and moved to the United States in the year 2000. He's an associate professor of Spanish at Luther College in Iowa, where he's taught since 2006, specializing in Latin American literature. In 2013, his book on Jorge Luis Borges, Los Límites del Texto, Autoría y Autoridad en Borges, was published in Spain. He's also the associate director of the Borges Center at the University of Pittsburgh and the associate editor of the center's journal, Variaciones Borges. Dr. Estenos spoke with us about Borges and his special connection to Jewish culture. Thank you very much for speaking with us, Alfredo. Could you first tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm originally from Cuba. I now live in the United States. I teach at a small liberal arts college in Iowa, Luther College. And I study journalism in Cuba, and I became interested in the works of Jorge Luis Borges since I read him in college for the first time. I have published two books on his work, and that's basically what I do. Yeah.
I don't know how many of our listeners know who Borges is. Could you tell us a little bit about him? Because I think that he's one of the most special writers, very unusual, no?
Yes. Borges was born in Argentina in 1899. He died in 1986. He started writing since an early age. He published a book of poetry in 1923, Fervor de Buenos Aires. And the book immediately became one of the main books of the literary avant-garde in Latin America. He published essays in the 1920s, in the 1930s, but then he became really famous in Argentina and in parts of Latin America in 1941 when he published his first volume of original short stories. Why do I say original? Because he had published short stories before, but he claimed that those short stories were actually versions of other short stories that were already written. And in fact, he was partially right, because he rewrote, for example, one story by Don Juan Manuel that is in the El Conde Lucanor book. But then he became known for basically creating a new style of writing, a new type of short story that he called Ficción. His first book, his first book is called El Jardín de Senderos que se Bifurcan. In English, it's been translated as The Garden of Forking Paths. But then he put that book and the next book together under the title of Ficciones, like fictions. But it's curious that the book, when it's translated into English, they maintain the Spanish name Ficciones. And what I mean by this is that he created this sort of new literary genre in which he mixes fiction with facts, and he creates a sensation that you're reading an essay instead of a short story. Many of his short stories are this type of lengthy explanation or review of a book, a fictional book that already exists. So you start to read the short story, and you start to wonder if this is a book review or is this a short story? So he created that type of narrative. That doesn't mean that there's not an intrigue, a plot in his short stories, but that was one of his big contributions.
And he was bilingual in English, wasn't he?
He was bilingual. He was born in a bilingual home. His paternal grandmother was British, and they spoke English at home. And this is very curious, because Borges never actually lived in a English-speaking country, in an English-speaking country. He grew up in this family, and he actually visited the United States for the first time in the early 1960s, when he was 62, I believe. So he actually never spoke English besides his home, but he read in English. His father has a library with English books. And in Geneva, where he lived with his family, he learned French, of course. He studied German. I don't know if he could speak German, but he knew enough in order to read philosophical books. I mean, not only literature, but also Kant and all the German philosophers that he was interested in, Schopenhauer. And then he learned a little bit of Italian, a little bit of Portuguese.
Borges, I think, is one of the most difficult of the Latin American writers to read. Is he very well read in Latin America? Is he somebody that's read, let's say, in the schools normally, or is he kind of marginalized to some extent?
He's very well known, but at the same time, he's difficult. The main difficulty is the many references that you find in his short stories. Now, people are usually intimidated by this type of things, no? Because you read and then he mentions this philosopher and this other writer and then some obscure Kabbalist from the 15th century. But then when you... And those references, of course, have a meaning, a very particular meaning. But I believe, and this is what I, when I have taught Borges in my literature class at a college level, that you are able to understand the short stories without looking specifically into those references. Now, if you look into those references, the story, of course, becomes richer, because then you start to understand the entire context of Borges' readings and all the things that he puts in a short story that are usually very short, but then very condensed, in the sense that he puts a lot of things into them. I don't know exactly how he's taught at other levels. I know that he's taught at university level, but I don't know if, let's say, secondary school or high school, I don't know if he's taught in Latin America.
Okay, so tell us about the Jewish aspect, which is sort of kind of obscure a little bit too, isn't it?
Well, there are several reasons why Borges became interested in Jewish culture in general. I mean, I believe that every writer, every intellectual at that time was interested in aspects of the Jewish culture. I mean, at home, because his grandmother was English, Protestant, they actually read the Bible. I mean, she read the Bible, I mean, the Old Testament, which he claimed that, of course, his Catholic side or his mother's side didn't actually read the Bible, didn't know the Bible very well. So, and the other aspect is that when he was in secondary school in Geneva, his best friends were two Jewish boys that lived there, and he became friends with them. Some people speculate that he sort of identified with them because he felt marginalized in that context. I mean, he was very bookish at the time, and not many boys at that school were like that. Then he became interested, I mean, during the 1930s in Argentina, there was a fascist movement, and then, of course, a pro-Nazi German movement. He became very vocal against Argentine Nazism or fascism. And some people say, oh, Borges was sort of apolitical. He didn't get involved in many political controversies, but he was actually very active at the time. He wrote many articles against what he called Hermanophilia and denounced, of course, all the atrocities of the war. And then he wrote some of the most profound short stories I was reading, even during the war, about the question of fascism, of Nazism. Of course, he was interested in Kabbalah. he was interested in all the books, like the Zohar and other books. He saw those books as, I mean, he, even though, this is kind of curious, because he believed that, he said famously in a short story that philosophy and religion were actually some sort of fantasy fiction. No, so he was not a religious man, but he was interested in the philosophical aspect of religion and how he could use those aspects to create a short story. And then, of course, within that, he was very interested in Judaism. The other aspect about that is that when the State of Israel was founded, and then later on with the Six-Day War, he became very supportive of the State of Israel. He visited Israel in 1969. He wrote three poems, one of them during the war. And he saw Israel as a country, as a new, he called it the newest and the oldest of nations in a poem. And then he saw that there was this spirit of innovation and work and desire to create a society, a new society. And he contrasted that with Argentina, no? And he said, when I came back to Argentina, I found myself in a very sleepy country, you know, that didn't have the energy, the creative energy that I noticed in Israel. We have to understand that when Borges started to travel around the world, he was almost blind. So how he was able to perceive all of these, you know, is very interesting too. I mean, he wrote in the 80s, he even wrote a book of travels, his travels around around the world. So these are some of the aspects. It's very interesting to read his opinions in general about Kabbalah, for example. No, I mean, he has a couple of articles about that. He sort of make fun of it in a way, but also tries to defend why the Kabbalists reason like that. No, he said, of course, if you believe that these texts have been written by God, you have to analyze every single aspect of it, no? Because there are secret meanings everywhere. But then he sort of like say, okay, so what would happen if God got distracted? You know, what the copies, the scriber was writing, what happened? No, was that mean that a mistake was introduced? No, but then of course he was always a supporter of Jewish culture and even the State of Israel, yeah.
And his most famous book, I think, is The Aleph, no?
The Aleph is a book of short stories. It's one of his most famous books. It's centered around this object, a very small object, like a sphere, that he finds in a basement of an old house. And through that, or in that, he can see the entire universe, the present, the past, the future, and he can see everything at the same time. And he calls that an aleph, no? So many people see in that, of course, an homage to Jewish culture and the meaning of the letter aleph. Yeah, as the first letter of the alphabet, yeah.
Has he been widely translated?
He's been widely translated. Into English, there are several versions. His first complete book of short stories was published in the 1960s. And then after that, there have been many translations. There is the latest one. It's the edition of his collected fictions and then collected essays and poetry. The collected fictions have been translated by Andrew Huxley. And, of course, as always with translations, there are some differences, some debate about which translation is the best. Borges himself used to say that he didn't care too much about the different variations that translators make, because that, for him, enriches the original work.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I mean, I like to add that one of the aspects of Borges that I study is his reception and the influence that politics had on his reception. Again, Borges was very vocal. He expressed his political opinions, and at some point during the 1960s with the Cuban Revolution, he became known, particularly among the left, as a right-wing intellectual. And he was censored in countries like Cuba, for example. I wrote a book about his reception in Cuba and how he was censored for around 20 years in Cuba. But how political circumstances have changed. And now we're reading Borges in a completely different light. And then people say, oh, when he was doing this, he was actually denouncing aspects of, you know, nationalism and populism that people didn't see at the time, but he was ahead of his time. So it's curious to see how his reading has changed with time, you know, how many critics didn't understand what he was trying to say, you know, and that happens, for example, with the short stories that he wrote about the war, about the war in Europe. So, yeah, I mean, we've been studying his writing for many years, and still, when you think that you cannot write anything else new about Borges, then suddenly you read this article and you say, huh, why hasn't anybody seen that before? So there is a richness in his works that makes it very productive.
Thank you. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is English Corner at RadioSephirod.com. See you next week.